第六項議程啊，荃灣區罪案報告。咁未講呢個議程之前咧，我要喺度特別感謝啊荃灣嘅警方同埋食環署，因為睇翻咧就係、是、啊困擾咗我哋居民好多年嘅荃灣洋屋道街市附近嗰個舊區一啲店鋪伸延而去到馬路啊、行人路啊啊啲車輛違泊啊，就好影響我哋。啊！居民嘅出入方便同埋道路使用者嘅安全，咁喺啊，即係啊，有關部門最近不斷咁樣嘅嚴厲打擊之後咧，個情況就獲得非常之大嘅改善。咁我喺度咧就係、是、特別多謝即係啊，指揮官同佢同事啦，警務處同埋食環署衞生總監同佢同事，多謝你哋付出。咁我哋希望繼續再接再厲，嚟到荃灣咧能夠一個係。安全同埋大家好開心周圍去嘅城市地方。好，咁我就開始第六項議程，就係荃灣區罪案報告2021年8月至9月同埋2020年8月至9月嗰個罪案數字比較。荃灣區議會第66、21至22號文件，請金榮耀先生報告荃灣區嘅罪案情況。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, my report covers the period between August and September this year. In August and September this year, overall crime in Tshuen Wan increased from 398 cases to 480 cases when compared with the same period last year, representing an increase of 20%. The overall detection rate was 38.5%. It was noted that the situation of burglaries was successfully contained during the reporting period, reflecting the positive result of enhanced police patrols and enforcement. A total of 6 burglary cases were recorded in the period under review, representing a decrease of 40% when compared with the previous year. The police will continue with proactive enforcement actions in order to deter serious crimes.Deception cases remain the most prevalent crime in Tshuen Wan, attributing for more than 30% of all reported cases. This is a territory-wide issue. A total of 146 cases were reported in August and September, representing an increase of 41 cases compared with the previous year. E-shopping fraud,was the most prevalent modus operandi with 49 cases recorded, contributing to one-third of all reported deception cases. There was an upward trend in e-shopping related deception cases across the whole territory, especially when online shopping has become the new norm under the pandemic situation. We continued our efforts in developing anti-deception awareness among our community members through publicity,which is the best way to tackle these types of crimes. I would like to appeal to all district councillors and community leaders for their cooperation in this regard. Miscellaneous thefts also saw an increase of 28 cases when compared with the same period last year. More than 60% of the cases stemmed from victims leaving their properties unattended. Crime alerts have been disseminated,to the stakeholders in the community to remind the public to remain attentive to their personal properties. Dangerous drugs and illegal gambling activities remain our key concerns. The figure of serious drug offences recorded a slight increase from 6 to 9 cases in August and September this year, with cannabis being the most prevalent drug type. On the other hand,The police conducted 25 gambling raids at identified gambling black spots with 156 persons arrested. Regular enforcement will be continued to curb dangerous drugs and illegal gambling activities, especially those exploiting students and youths. Meanwhile, we continue to put a strong focus on traffic enforcement as well. Stringent traffic enforcement was made with satisfactory results obtained at the major black spots.In the district. More than 17,000 fixed penalty tickets were issued and a total of 36 illegally parked vehicles were towed away during the reporting period. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman, and I'm happy to answer any questions that any of you may have. Thank you.
OK， 唔該曬，史輝官。咁我哋都睇下有幾多位議員係發言嘅。黃家華議員、陸凌中議員、文裕明議員三位，咁每位有分半鐘時間。
多謝主席，咁就都讚嘅，就係我都經常其實喺雀月亭龍德街出德士古道嘅，亦都經常喺洋口道街市買餸嘅，咁啊識我就多數都知㗎啦。咁啊都經常見到執法嘅部門啦，特別德士古道嗰個位置，我一出咧就會見到架警車，跟住有三四個交通警就喺度指揮啊，或者係將一啲死車咧就。或者打電話過去啊，嗌佢揸走啊，呢個係非常之積極嘅行動。即係抄牌就係、是，即係老實講句，佢係三百二，佢都唔介意你。但係呢個舉動嗌佢翻翻落嚟揸走架車咧，呢個非常之好。咁要就住相關嘅文件，我有幾樣都係好關注嘅，就係、是一個毒品啦，同埋呢個店鋪盜竊，同埋一啲嘅賭博。咁特別賭博就係我哋梨木樹村。就是有幾個賭博的黑點啦，咁有啲我都經常講就係隔離就有一間楊樹樓，嗰度就有一間幼稚園，咁佢哋咧就喺附近度賭錢，咁呢個咧就係即係對大人啊，我哋嘅湊細路嘅家庭啊，就完全都係一個好壞嘅榜樣，咁都希望就加強一個梨木樹村嘅賭博嘅執法。咁、我都知道最近都係有一次執法咗，亦都周 Sir 都俾咗啲資料我，咁但係都希望多多少多返一再多啲嘅執法，令到下低聚集嘅人群就唔好第一就唔好觸犯999之啦，第二就係嘅呢個賭博喺某啲嘅無論任何位置其實都唔應該嘅。咁、我哋睇到房屋署嘅都有一大嘅動作，例如封牆，咁但係呢啲都唔阻礙一啲賭博嘅街坊佢哋嘅堅持、仍然係攞啲架餐過嗰邊賭錢。咁希望兩者嘅合作底下，管理公司又加強去打打電話去報警，要求警方幫助睇下，都多少少工作，多少嘢。
陸凌中議員，
阿主席，咁就有荃灣舊區嘅居民咧，都主動打電話俾我咧，就好感激，即係我哋喺。打擊店鋪延伸同埋嗰個貨物阻街嘅方面嘅工作，咁就亦都試過一次喺同阿大主席行嗰、那個街市隔離嗰啲河背街嗰陣時咧，就撞到啲居民成日就豎曬大拇指，咁喺呢方面咧，我非常之感激，亦都讚揚警方喺呢方面嘅工作同食環署聯合，好有效，即係睇到個分別喺度，咁希望呢一個工作係持之以恆，我相信持之以恆咧，嗰啲即係唔一一嘅商户咧，係始終有一天咧，係會改變佢個行為模式嘅。另外一方面啦，就想提翻關於違法嚴重嘅問題。頭先講到黑點咧，我都想重新有三個。第一個咧，起碼喺我眼中啊，和利街尤其是近排咧，就發現好多車喺度泊過夜。咁我剛剛就兩日前就寫咗一份信件咧，就俾阿金總警司噶啦。咁另外咧，全新天地二期咧對出洋口道，落油居對出去洋口道，都係同一個問題，就係話啲違泊嚴重到咧，就令嗰啲巴士、小巴、校車咧就埋唔到站，希望警方就注意一下啦。咁另外，如心廣場嘅巴士站咧，就呢、這個就係關於電單車嘅違泊問題啦。雖然佢冇阻住啲交通啊，但係都唔係咁理想啦。我諗運輸署都要睇一睇，因為你哋管理嘅呢度。好啦，關於危險駕駛，最近發覺咧，原來 Foodpanda 啲電單車手咧，就好貪方便駕駛嘅車咧，就由立方個便利店對出嗰個行人過路處位咧，喺過路處位咧，直情揸住部電單車就 U turn 翻去。原來咧，咁樣係可以好方便去到交貨俾到個大窩口啊，同埋德士古道附近嗰啲咁嘅住宅嘅居民嘅。咁呢個唔係唔好嘅。另外就係 Plaza 88呢一個商場停車場咧，有啲車咧貪方便咧，就出去就即刻就轉右，跟住又 U turn 翻去嗰、那個 頭巴道，就再又轉入去嗰個橫龍街、龍德街，原來就係去九龍咧快少少。咁呢樣嘢係唔啱，應該希望點樣就打擊多啲啦。最後尾啦，就關於區內嘅騙案咧，我見到數字咧都越嚟係升咗啊。上年八至九月105，今年八至九月146啊，就不斷上升啦。咁希望荃灣警區咧喺方面咧加把勁處理，就盡量去用心去調查啦，就幫幫下啲苦主啦。咁我再重申，就好多謝金總經師喺嗰、那個即係店鋪延伸同埋嗰個貨物阻街嘅工作，多謝你哋嘅努力，唔該。
多謝環署啊，多謝。好，跟住就係文裕明議員。
啊，多謝主席。首先都是表扬警方在各方面的努力，就以我們石圍各村為例，那個聚堵情況是包括防治同時，我們警方的努力是有所改善，都比較明顯。但是當然我還是想提一提的，除了聚堵那班的哥哥姐姐為主之外，就是都同一同時擔心的有一些放數啊，或者更不好的嘢咧，我想起方面都可以，除了是禁賭，即係賭徒之外咧，我想有啲其他人士都係應該都是非本村人士噶啦，咁嗰個咧都可以加強偵察，可能會更有效啦。咁另外一個咧其實我哋都感謝即係政府或者警方啊各方面咧，喺嗰個掃毒上面咧，係最近喺新聞上睇到都係破獲咗好多嘅毒品嘅案件咧，咁都好大量嘅，而且金額都好大。咁但係問題就喺我哋細區或者荃灣裏面咧，仍然有所上升。我相信咧，隨住大細嗰啲破呢啲大案咧，呢啲我哋地區咧應該會有所好轉嘅，不過都希望係可以加強偵察啦，各方面啦。畢竟毒品對我哋嘅市民，尤其是青少年嘅影響係好深遠。第三個咧，想提一提嗰個家庭暴力案件，實際嘅 case 數目就唔算好多嘅，但係都有所增加啊！即係如果你一至九月比咧，都增加咗52%。咁我呢個除咗係報警，梗係上去處理㗎啦。咁我諗呢個咧，我諗都係想反嚟提一提咧，我哋社署喺呢方面咧，通過社區組織啊，或者我哋社署嘅網絡咧，對一個家庭暴力嗰個關注度要多，因為其實家庭暴力好多就原因好複雜嘅。咁我諗都牽涉到個家庭裏面嘅一啲問題啊，或者社會各方面嘅問題咯。我諗社署喺呢方面可能係通過你哋嘅網絡渠道咧，去加強宣傳教育，咁咪執法嗰一邊有人執法啦。咁我哋嗰個教育嗰個咧，我諗社署嗰邊都可以去留意一下呢個咯。多謝。
好，咁就荃灣區嗰個聚堵情況咧，除咗公屋咧，我睇到市中心或者公園都係時有發生嘅。咁真係希望警方喺各處都係加強嗰個執法啦。咁另外咧就一啲老問題，就係各隧道嗰個塞車問題。多謝警方都係做咗一啲特別嘅行動啦。咁但係當警方唔喺度嘅時候，就固態復民，所以可能警方嗰個執法嘅次數可能會多啲啦，同埋真係同嗰度嗰啲即係工廠大廈貨倉裏面啲人士講翻一個適當嘅安排，等啲車輛唔好喺出面嗰度排隊等候啊等等咁樣。咁府六水泥廠亦都係頭先講過咧，就係、是、真係啲車出入都相當危險嘅。咁希望警方啊同有關部門，我哋遲啲有個聯合嘅會議去跟進。咁我就會講翻咧，就係城門道就係金管局都俾我講過好多次噶啦，就假期嗰個塞車問題。咁而家都係有時會有啲車泊喺嗰個城門道啦。咁而上到去嗰個城門水塘嗰度咧，嗰、那個小巴站附近咧就有好多的士停泊曬喺度等嚇。咁其實會唔會因為佢喺度等下影響到啲車輛出入咧？就佢其實可以係去高少少啲車路喺其他地方都好過咧，喺嗰個主要嗰個交通嗰、那個即係交匯點嗰度係停曬喺度等客啦。咁可能警方咧喺假期時候幫下手，即係加強呢方面嘅執法。咁大家冇特別意見咧，就我交時間俾阿金總警司回應各位嘅問題。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and also members for all your comments and feedbacks. We'll certainly take note of what you said, and I'll certainly crack down on those matters that you raised. Regarding the gambling issue at Lei Mok Shu Estate, as I mentioned before, anti-street gambling is one of my operational priorities. The police have been conducting numerous anti-gambling operations in Lai Mok Shew Estate. For instance, on the 22nd of October this year, the police have conducted an anti-street gambling operation at Fung Shu House and Tao Shu House. In this operation, a total of 14 males and 5 females have been arrested and prosecuted for an offence of gambling unlawfully in a street. Please rest assured that the police will continue to take enforcement action at Lai Mok Shew Estate and combat illegal street gambling activities. Mr. Look, you mentioned about the illegal parking along Yong Uk Road. The police have been monitoring the overall traffic situation along Yong Uk Road for some time now. It's also one of the known traffic black spots in Chun Wan. In September and October this year, the police have issued a total of 830 fixed penalty tickets to offending vehicles and drivers at Yong Uk Road. Each month, the police have issued over 400 fixed penalty tickets at Yong Uk Road. In addition, in these 2 months, the police have towed away a total of 9 private vehicles illegally parked at Yong Uk Road, which have been causing serious obstruction to other road users. Besides taking stringent traffic enforcement along Yong Uk Road, the police have also partnered with the Highways Department to explore possible ways to enhance the overall traffic flow at Yong Uk Road. For example, a new double yellow line was introduced at the junction between Yong Uk Road and Wardick Street on the 10th of September this year to deter illegal parking and loading-unloading activities. After the introduction of this new measure, the traffic flow at this particular location has been significantly improved. Lastly, I'd like to stress that ensuring smooth traffic is one of my operational priorities, and the police will continue the stringent and vigorous enforcement along Yong Uk Road. Regarding the motorcycles making illegal U-turns outside HQ, our side has already received your written complaint on a similar issue last week, and upon receipt of your complaint, I've immediately tasked my officers to look into the matter and conduct observations at HQ, and I'll give you a more detailed response later. Regarding the issue of deceptions, as you know, this is a territory-wide issue, not just in Chun Wan. Chun Wan is not immune to the same problems that the rest of the territory is suffering. As I mentioned in my report, publicity is the best way to tackle these types of crimes. Throughout the years, we have been using various social media platforms, such as Facebook and Instagram, to spread the anti-deception messages to our local residents. In addition, we've been recently liaising with the security companies, which are responsible for the security of the 4 public housing estates in Chun Wan, including Phuk Loi Estate, Lai Mok Shew Estate, Sheik Wai Kok Estate, and Cheung San Estate. We provide them with anti-deception messages on a regular basis, and the security guards are alert to residents during their daily encounters. For instance, we have passed one message to the security companies last week about the mooncake coupons related scam. At the traffic issues at Kok Shoi Road again, and Phu Uk Road and Ching Mun Road, these are long-term issues. I knew that my officers had an on-site visit with the chairman last Monday at Kok Shoi Road, and I believe my officers have provided the chairman some constructive comments concerning the traffic situation they're at on the same day. Kok Shoi Road is one of the known traffic black spots of vehicle obstruction, and my officers have been taking stringent traffic enforcement action at Kok Shoi Road to avoid traffic congestion. And between August and September this year, a total of 147 fixed penalty tickets were issued to offending vehicles and drivers at Kok Shoi Road. The chairman also mentioned the traffic situation at Phu Uk Road. This road is relatively narrow, and there are some warehouses and a concrete mixing plant along the road. Some irresponsible drivers do illegally park their heavy goods vehicles at Phu Uk Road, which cause safety concern to other road users. Thus, I've tasked my officers to take stringent traffic enforcement action against illegal parking at Phu Uk Road. And between August and September this year, a total of 122 fixed penalty tickets were issued along Phu Uk Road. For Ching Mun Road, in view of the increased traffic flow and the number of visitors, the police have intensified the traffic enforcement actions along Ching Mun Road. And between August and September this year, the police have issued a total of 257 fixed penalty tickets to offending vehicles at Ching Mun Road. Indeed, the police have issued over 1,600 fix penalty tickets to offending vehicles and drivers at Sheng Mun Road in the first 9 months of this year. But apart from ticketing action, I've also instructed my officers to tow away any vehicle which has caused serious obstruction or posed imminent danger to other road users. Please rest assured that the police will continue to take stringent traffic enforcement action at Kok Soi Road, Fu Ok Road and Sheng Mun Road. Thank you.
多謝金總意思。咁啊，正如阿文以明議員所講啦，就家庭暴力方面咧，都希望即係主任馬主任可唔可以喺社區面，我哋做多啲教育工作咁樣。
多謝主席，多謝阿文議員提出家庭暴力呢方面。咁其實我諗咧，即係要一個家庭和諧咧係好重要嘅。咁其實咧，如果去到家庭暴力，要去到報警喺警方方面呢個數字俾我哋睇咧，已經係發生咗事啦。咁所以其實咧係好似阿主席講咧，預防嘅工作咧，我哋都係好緊要嘅。咁所以其實一路咧地區裏邊咧，我哋唔同嘅一啲嘅單位啦，特別係綜合家庭服務中心啦，同埋地區嘅單位咧，都會協作咧做好多嘅一啲家庭和諧嘅工作同埋活動，咁係推廣咧，即係能夠有一啲和諧家庭生活啊、親子關係啊嘅活動。咁我哋都希望積極繼續做嘅。同埋咧我諗大家近來都會關注保護兒童嘅工作，我都想提一提咧，就係、是公眾教育對於保護兒童呢方面都好重要。除了當然無論發生或者預防件事惡劣發即更加惡劣咧，我哋有好多嘅輔導工作做。但喺呢個工作之前咧，其實我覺得我哋都覺得咧，就係其實大眾咧都好關心呢樣嘢。咁所以咧，其實如果大家有留意咧，係就住咧保護家庭嘅工作咧，其實我哋啱啱最新一輯嘅電視同埋即係應該話政府宣傳短片，咁喺電視或者電台咧有新一輯關於保護兒童嗰個宣傳短片咧。咁我哋琴日啱啱開始一個新一輯嘅，咁亦都真係希望加強個公眾教育。提升咧大家對於保護兒童嘅意識，咁希望大家一齊咧，即係共建一個即係大家即係關愛自己個家庭，咁希望大家即係能夠冇暴力啦嚇咁樣。
多謝馬專員，如果大家對於即係家庭問題嗰方面咧，可以揾馬專員或者我哋啲 NGO 都好多社工可以幫到手嘅。